What started as a small environmental protest in Istanbul has grown into the fiercest anti-government demonstration to hit Turkey in years. Tensions exploded on Friday when riot police used tear gas and water cannon to disperse protesters campaigning against the planned demolition of a city park. Since then, tens of thousands of people have taken to the streets in 67 Turkish cities. The protesters say the Prime Minister, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, is becoming a dictator with an increasingly conservative agenda, and they want him to resign. A little earlier, I spoke to the American journalist Andrew Finkel, who's based in Istanbul.
It's a strange phenomenon. It's really the first time in the more than 10 years of this government that they've witnessed a really serious and somehow difficult to understand protest against their dominance. I mean, it all started with a little environmental protest about a park and some trees, and the police were fairly brutal in trying to get rid of these demonstrators, and this seemed to snap a raw chord in the whole city of Istanbul and indeed throughout the country. So it's suddenly faced with this nationwide protest, which has sort of come out of the blue as far as it's concerned.
You mentioned that it started as an environmental protest but has grown much bigger than that. What is the core of the protest now?
It's a sense that this government is out of control, that it's too authoritarian, that it was popularly elected and elected with a substantial margin, but that it really isn't abiding by the rules of a democratic society, which means respecting the rights and will of the minorities. The other day there, they passed the law, which makes it much more difficult to sell and buy alcohol. At the same time, they're making all these sort of pious moves. People see that the real intention of the government is really to, you know, get rich quick, to tear down parks and build shopping malls. And people just don't like it.
Do you get a sense that this is anything like Prague's Velvet Revolution or the Tiananmen Square incident or indeed Tahrir Square in Cairo?
Well, it's hard to make that comparison. I mean, it's tempting, but it's perhaps misleading. I think it's a very, very terse warning to them that they have to change their ways, that they can't browbeat everything through the country. I think there's this fear that the Prime Minister, you know, if not now, in the future, intends to be this much more authoritarian figure. Everyone knows that he wants to become the president, but he also wants to change the rules of the Constitution so that he'll become a much more powerful executive president. I think after what's happened this week, that sort of change will be very, very difficult indeed.
Local media has faced quite a bit of criticism for its failure to comprehensively cover some of these demonstrations. Have the local media outlets picked them up now?
They're still timorous. I mean, we have this enormous problem in Turkey that the main media outlets, including televisions and newspapers, there's a great deal of cross-ownership, are owned by people who have huge financial interests, which means placating the government. So they are very, very nervous. They look over their shoulder when they cover stories that could embarrass the government. And so, you know, we've had this absurd situation where, you know, CNN International is, you know, broadcasting scenes of the riots, and the Turkish affiliate, which is owned by a business conglomerate here, is, you know, broadcasting documentaries about penguins. The media has failed the population. It's not really a fourth estate. It's not even a second estate.
The author and journalist Andrew Finkel on the line from Istanbul.